This is Haiti's largest hospital, and it has been almost abandoned for 5 months. But even though no doctors are on site, some patients remain here because they have nowhere else to go. Jinel Chéri was shot by gang members in December. He used to be a mobile phone salesman, but he has not been able to go back to work.
I went to a private hospital and I spent everything I had and then had to come here. I can't afford the medicines and here there is nothing. There are no doctors to care for us.
Doctors at this hospital have been on strike for months. They say their salaries, the work environment and the violence in the area make it almost impossible to do their jobs. Village de Dieu, one of the most violent neighborhoods in Port-au-Prince, is not far from here. Since the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse 2 years ago, Haiti has been caught in the middle of a political and social crisis that has gangs controlling the streets. The interim prime minister seems unable to restore order. Evelyn Fremont says the government has forgotten this hospital, which plays a crucial role in the city's healthcare system.
The Haitian government doesn't care about this place because they have private hospitals to make money. Those who can't afford a private clinic have nowhere else to go. Sometimes they die in their homes.
There is no water or electricity. When we visited, the patients asked us for food.
This is the largest hospital in Haiti, and it has been barely working for the past 5 months. The pediatrics unit has just started to work once again, very, very slowly. But when we arrived here, we saw all these children that you can see here that have been abandoned.
Nanan is 12 years old. Kaku is 10. And this baby is 6 months old. Lormancia Mercier has been taking care of them.
We stay here day and night so these children aren't left alone. We should have gone because of the strike, but we can't leave them. We feed them with whatever we can find.
People in Haiti are struggling with gang violence, food shortages, and a non-functioning government that has called on the international community for help. For now, it seems, the call remains unheard. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Port-au-Prince.